Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Since we last met over the WTIP waves, spring has backed off somewhat along the Gunflint. The final stanza of March is dwindling, and the madness of the month has consumed many of us with NCAA championship events in women's and men's basketball, hockey, indoor track and field, and men's wrestling, to name just a few. The basketball bracket sheets in the Wildersmith house are amiss with red ink as we stumble along the picking trail. About the only thing I can predict with any certainty is the Mania video programming format will contain mostly marketing propaganda with a little basketball sandwiched in between. How could any of those round ballers ever get tired with all those TV timeouts? Back to the trail. More seasonal temps returned with a couple nights below the zero mark here in our neighborhood. Meanwhile, the same old record is spinning from a precipitation standpoint. It's still dry as a proverbial bone and getting drier. When our snow is gone, border country is going to be in a world of hurt with fire danger, as ground-level brush will be crunchy dry. We can only hope the decision makers will react with burning bans proactively and not wait for wildfire to break out like happened in 2007. A little message to the snow or rain gods is more than welcome. With winter character on the wane, activities are nearly at a standstill. The last of what will be a farewell to trout season happens Saturday and Sunday, with Trail Center's annual catching event on Poplar Lake. For details, give Sarah a call at the restaurant. Cross-country ski trails are still usable but slick with frozen crust, which cannot be endearing to the inexperienced. Snowmobiling pathways are pretty much beaten to death, so the sledding season is about kaput, unless new snow would do an April curtain call. It does happen, you know. Speaking of the S-word, our spectacular white landscape along backwoods byways is grudgingly taking on the ugly look of usual urban accumulations. Receding under watchful beams from a surging March sun, it's sad to say goodbye to such nature-made beauty. With recent daytime temps back at hanging out below the freezing mark, Old Sol's rays are doing just enough to barely melt exposed surfaces on roads and walkways, causing them to refreeze to Zamboni exactness. In my brief time up here, I've not seen walking and driving conditions in so many protected locales scary slick, and they seem to be worsening. There's a growing icy concoction on the Mile of Pine now, giving vehicle operators a stern test in maneuvering skills. Urban dwellers who whine about winter driving obstacles ought to see this mess. I thought it was bad last year, but the 2015 rendition of deep, icy ruts in the mini-glacial buildup near the North Loon Lake Road intersection may be the topper during my years of watching spring rituals. It's the ultimate in speed bumps. Key to getting through is four-wheel drive and don't stop, or one might be there until June. A week ago, I mentioned the return of crows in our area. That the crows are back is an understatement. The last few days has seen hordes of them in the yard, picking through winter's remains. It seems they find some undigested items in deer droppings to their liking. Yuck! It's amusing to watch when they are spooked and take flight. It's like a dark storm cloud swishing through the forest. Deer visitors in our neighborhood have been in absentia for several weeks. I don't know what's going on, other than wolves have been managing the herd over the past several years, so there's just not many left. We did have a couple come by and hang out in recent days, but they had to share the corn handout with two adopted chicken birds while avoiding those underfoot ebony pickers at the same time. Pussy willows are bulging with anticipation in a few spots along the Mile of Pine, and our fourth floor is taking on the look of a spotted dog. where the winter wind whisks snow away, melting is left bare ground. Then there are other places where the white stuff remains a couple feet deep. It's sugar time in the forest as sweet juices of life begin oozing into the spires of the wilderness. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor a thought of green leaves and rippling sky blue waters.